Planned Parenthood has become a major topic in the 2016 presidential campaign after a string of videos surfaced in which Planned Parenthood employees talk about the sale of fetal tissue. Planned Parenthood has long been a target of anti-abortion activists, but now GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson is taking aim at the organization's roots. Here he is talking on Fox News last week about Margaret Sanger, who started the organization that became Planned Parenthood back in 1921.
You know, I know who Margaret Sanger is, and I know that she believed in eugenics and that she was not particularly enamored with black people. And one of the reasons that you find most of their clinics in black neighborhoods is so that you can find a way to control that population. And I think people should go back and read about Margaret Sanger, who founded this place, a woman who Hillary Clinton, by the way, says that she admires.
So, who exactly was Margaret Sanger? Esther Katz is director of the Margaret Sanger Papers Project at New York University. She's with us from New York. Esther, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, and I want to get to some of the criticisms that were brought up there in that clip in just a moment. But first, let's go back. Who was Margaret Sanger?
Well, Margaret Sanger was the leader of the American birth control movement and its most noted activist. She promoted reproductive rights for all women and believed that women could not be free or equal unless they had those rights.
And she early in life worked with working class immigrant women in the U.S. What did she do there and how did that affect her thinking about women and sexual education?
She was a visiting nurse on the Lower East Side and came across too many women who were having 10, 15 children because they didn't know how to control their reproduction. Many of the children died in infancy. In many cases, the women died either because of giving birth too often or because they tried to get abortions. And she was horrified by the fact that they didn't have the knowledge with which to control their own pregnancies.
And when she founded the American Birth Control League, which became Planned Parenthood, what was the goal of that organization?
The goal of the American Birth Control League was to educate activists across the country who would then go on to educate women in knowledge of their own bodies and in their reproduction. The goal was to help women on the local level around the country to set up clinics and to set up information centers.
Was she considered radical at the time?
She was, and she was radical. She was a socialist, a member of the Industrial Workers of the World for a time. But promoting birth control by itself was deemed a very radical idea until after World War I, when the increasing number of immigrants and the overpopulated conditions began to draw interest on the part of a better class of women. And they, too, became interested in birth control as a way of controlling that population. Now, Sanger didn't believe in birth control for those reasons, but she took help where she could get it.
So that takes us to the criticism that we heard from Ben Carson that Margaret Sanger believed in eugenics, the idea that the human race could be improved by discouraging certain people from reproducing. What about that?
I think Mr. Carson should get to know Sanger a little bit better since he obviously doesn't know either much about Margaret Sanger or eugenics. The eugenics was a very broad movement. Some people believed that selective breeding could be used to improve the human race. Other people just thought you could improve the human race by being careful about who reproduced so that those with inherited conditions would be discouraged from reproducing. Those with biological or mental problems, again, that were genetic, should be discouraged from reproducing. For Sanger came into the eugenics movement from the left. She never wanted to encourage any group to produce more people and any other group to produce less. She thought everybody should have fewer children.
So what about when you see these comments from her speaking at eugenics conferences and talking about using birth control for, quote, weeding out the unfit and preventing the birth of defectives? What did she mean by that?
By defective, she meant those with mental or physical ailments. That is, they could be passed on, and that she thought that those people should not continue to have children. She meant biological defectives in that way. It's an unfortunate term that she used. She never used that term in terms of black people or any other class of people.
So what about this whole idea that Planned Parenthood locations, at least in the early days, were put in black neighborhoods, that Ben Carson believes that that was an effort to control the black population?
That simply isn't true. Planned Parenthood locations were placed wherever they could get them. What Sanger understood was that birth control, until she came into the movement, was primarily class-based. If you had the money, you could get the doctor who would give you the knowledge or the contraception to allow you to decide when or whether to have children. If you were poor, you didn't have that access. What she wanted to do was make access, make opportunity equal. If that meant going into poor neighborhoods or black neighborhoods, she was perfectly willing to do that. In fact, she started a bureau up in Harlem in 1930 with the support of leaders of the black community who were asking for this assistance.
Well, what was her relationship with the African-American community? Because we heard Ben Carson there say she was not particularly enamored with black people.
It simply wasn't true. And black people, leaders of the black community, certainly admired Sanger and wanted her help. Everyone from W.E.B. Du Bois to Martin Luther King Jr. All asked for her help. And she worked closely with leaders in the black community to provide the resources that the black community needed to allow women there to control the number of children that they had. And if they didn't have access to it, she was anxious to provide that access, that education. She also understood that there would be some in the black community that would be uncomfortable discussing these things with white nurses and physicians. And so she encouraged black nurses and black physicians to go into these communities to provide this very intimate information.
So how did she become such a lightning rod now in the campaign?
It's interesting. During her lifetime, you know, she was a lightning rod for anyone who opposed birth control, from the Catholic Church to conservatives. And she becomes the same lightning rod today, except that now she's being used as a symbol of everything that's wrong with the birth control movement, with the reproductive rights movement, with the abortion movement. And a lot is attributed to her that she just can't claim responsibility for. It's convenient. And when Mr. Carson tells people to go on the web, he's advising them to go to the selective sites that parse her words and take quotes out of context. If you want to go on the web and look at what she said, you need to look at complete documents. And there you will find that Sanger certainly had many, many flaws. She associated with people that probably she ought not to have, more conservative members of the eugenics movement, for example. But she didn't adopt their views necessarily. She just sought support wherever she could get it. That's somewhat innocent. It's somewhat naive. It's somewhat stupid. But it doesn't make her a racist or a eugenicist.
That's Esther Katz, the director of the Margaret Sanger Papers Project at New York University. Esther, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
And by the way, NPR.org looked into Ben Carson's allegations about the number of clinics in black neighborhoods. Planned Parenthood has not released those numbers, but responding to a request for demographic information, the organization said that in 2013, 14% of its patients nationwide were black. That's just about the proportion of the African-American population in the U.S. We would love to hear your thoughts on this at our website, hereandnow.org. And I should say, Robin, just this afternoon at the Iowa State Fair that's been going on, a lot of the candidates on both sides have been there. Carly Fiorina, Republican candidate, came out and said she wants to defund Planned Parenthood.
Well, it's just a reminder that conversations can get started, you know, out of the campaign trail, although some are asking, where are conversations about? You know, fill in the blank. What would you say?
Climate change. We're not hearing a lot about that. Yeah, we have had some conversations about some interesting topics this season so far. The metric system, brought to us by Lincoln Chafee. He wants to go to the metric system in the U.S. And Jeb Bush, of course, brought up the conversation about whether Americans should be working longer.
Donald Trump just released his immigration plan. He's calling for ending birthright citizenship, stunning to some people. So what is missing for you? Or as Jeremy said, comment on the story you just heard, hereandnow.org.